Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dinner for Vampires, Life on a Cult TV Show While Also in an Actual Cult by Bethany Joy Lenz, read by the author. This book is for you. Author's note. From 1999 to 2015, I maintained detailed journals that chronicled the events described in this book. In an effort to uphold accuracy, I've had many conversations with others who were involved. I've mapped timelines, cross-referenced stories for reliability, and fact-checked to the best of my ability. There are real families still recovering today from these events. There are children who don't know their parents or relatives were involved, and whose relationships with them would be forever altered if this information became publicly attached to them. Therefore, names and identifying details have been changed, and chronology, conversations, and characters have been modified or composited for clarity, brevity, or privacy. The law does not define what does and does not constitute a cult. Other synonyms for what I believe I experienced include high-demand group or high-control group. I have used the term cult informally throughout this book for ease of reference and to portray my personal experience. Love does not dominate, it cultivates. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Das Märchen. And jealous. No weapons, no friends, no hope. Take all that away and what's left? Buffy. Me. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Becoming, Part 2, Season 2, Episode 22. Prologue.
I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe we need to separate for a while.
He was facing me when I said it, standing across the hotel room. He went quiet, tense. I hadn't said the word divorce, but it was close enough. His chest was moving in shallow breaths. He blinked a few times.
And what about Rosie, he said. Who does she go with?
Rosie. Resting on the bed between us, she rustled, still in her car seat, alongside the suitcases we needed to pack for our flight back home to Idaho in a few hours. There she lay, 11 months of life, and already full of turmoil. Her evenings were peppered with the sound of her parents' bitter arguments and slamming doors, mom crying in closets. On top of this, it took her 6 months to latch onto my nipple properly because she was born with a tongue tie, so her introduction to nourishment was a mother weeping from pain, usually screaming into a pillow so she wouldn't be disturbed as I pushed through, bleeding into the milk. Yes, there were plenty of walks in the sunshine, naps on our chest, holding her father's thumbs as he cooed over her in blue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?